Jerry, thanks for speaking with us. And let's talk about Tour de Gem. How did it all get started?
I've been a participant of a charitable bike ride for JDRF, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, for about 12 years now. And one of the couple of the guys that I've ridden with, Scott Backer and Walt Hibner, and I had been talking about ways to build a ride in the Dayton area that would support local charities, similar to a ride that we had done with JDRF, El Tour de Tucson, which is actually about the same metropolitan area population-wise as Dayton is, has 9,000 riders, raised $12 million for 50-plus charities. And we felt that with the importance of biking in the Dayton region, the population, the philanthropic bent of the people in the region, as well as being able to pull easily from Columbus and Cincinnati, that we could aspire to put a ride together that would be something similar to El Tour de Tucson.
Is this the first year for this event?
The inaugural event and all the bumps and bruises that go along with it. It's been a lot of fun. We've got a great committee that has a lot of experience participating in cycling events. So we feel like we've got a great template to work with and that we can build off of into the future.
I'm just curious, the event is in September, and how long have you been planning this event? And tell me some of the challenges that you've hit along the way.
The ride is on September 2nd, the Sunday of Labor Day, and we've been planning it, I'm going to say we really got going in October. Some of the challenges, well, one is we chose a back office system to use as our website and a way for people to register and do their fundraising. And you know, if you could see me, I'm your typical 60-something gray-haired guy, and somehow I don't know how this happened, but I ended up being the guy who got stuck with the technology. And I would say that was one of the harder things, was just building out the website and the platform. The other thing is, as everybody would expect with a first, conveying the concept, getting people comfortable with it, and then really building up our rider base. But I'm happy to say that that seems to be taking off.
I had a quick look at your website. It looks like sponsorships and donations are rolling in. Let's talk about your actual goals for the event and what you hope to accomplish.
Sure. The goal this year was to get as many as 500 riders and raise $250,000 that would be distributed to the charities that are participating. And right now we have 47 nonprofit partners. Very excited about that. It is into the next month, so it's crunch time now. And all the partners are working really hard to build their teams and make people comfortable with something that's pretty unusual for most folks, and that's that fundraising component.
As you said, things are moving on. It's crunch time. This is the time for people to register if they want to become involved.
Yes. If you go to our website, www.tourdegem.org, you can go to the charities tab, and you'll see a list of the nonprofits that are partnering with us on this ride. You can click on any one of them. It'll take you over to their team site, so you can get a sense of what their mission is and how they are affecting positive change in the Miami Valley. If you find a charity that you want to support, join their team. And all the money's raised, less a small percentage of an admin fee for our back office system, gets granted to that charity whose riders earn the money. And that happens because we're a component fund of the Dayton Foundation. So the Dayton Foundation will actually be granting the money back to those nonprofits.
Okay, and if someone is interested in riding but they're not sure about their fundraising capabilities, how can you help with that?
Under About the Event, we've got a tab for fundraising tips. What we've really found, and this is years of experience of doing this, is ask everybody, friends, families, coworkers, acquaintances. Nobody gets offended when you ask them for a donation to a worthy cause. So understand what the personal message is going to be, why you're writing for that charity, what they do, what's compelling, and wrap your ask around that. People who want to donate will. People who don't, won't, but they won't hold it against you. As a matter of fact, I've had some rides where, for whatever reason, I forgot to ask somebody to make a donation. I come back from my ride, they heard about it, and they, why didn't you ask? Whoops. So it's that easy. Also on the website, in that section, we have four people: Kate Vreiner, Steve Noss, and Jordan and Ian Hibner, who do a video clip on their success with fundraising for similar types of events. And I think the common message is there, just throw it out to the largest possible audience, and you should have success. I mean, if you break it down, the $150 minimum fundraising goal is six friends, family, coworkers who donate $25. So really, that's within everybody's capability.
I think cycling tours are pretty exciting for spectators. Can you tell me what the path will be and or where this will take place and opportunities to just observe the excitement?
Probably the closest thing to a designated area would be coming into the start-finish line down at Patterson and Monument. Tour de Gem is, in fact, a tour of the primarily South Dayton region for this ride. And we're going to start downtown at Don Crawford Plaza, which is the plaza in front of Fifth Third Field. That's going to be the start-finish line for the Century Riders. And we're going to go south and then west. So we're going to go through Moraine, West Carrollton, Miamisburg, Springboro, head west to Germantown, Farmersville, hit the Dayton VA Hospital, and then come in down 3rd Street back into downtown. We're then going to leave Don Crawford Plaza and head east. So we're going to go by the Air Force Museum up into Wright State University, head south through Beaver Creek, Bellbrook, and into Centerville. And then we're going to finish up by coming down State Route 48. And we're pretty excited about that. If we can get some people out cheering those folks on, so we'll have had people who have ridden 30 miles, the half metric century, 48 miles, the half century, 64 miles, the full metric, and then 103 miles for the century. So we're going to have some folks at every level who are going to be coming back home to the finish line who will absolutely love to have your support.
Great. And do you still have opportunities for sponsorships? You still need volunteers?
So yes, you can go to the website and there is a volunteer tab. And we're looking for blocks of people at different times, and then assignments will be distributed later. But absolutely looking for volunteers and would appreciate anybody's help out there. As far as sponsors go, we're still working on sponsors, and any group, any business that would like to get involved with sponsoring, please contact us at info@tourdegem.org. And I'll probably be the guy who gets back to you.
All right. So the call to action for volunteers and also sponsors and riders is still up. And what's the website where they can look at more details?
www.tourdegem.org. Should have just about everything you need. One of the things that is really important to get across to riders is that this is built for riders of any capability and experience level. We're going to have a 3 to 10 mile fun ride sponsored by the Huffy Corporation down on the bike path just adjacent to Riverscape. So anybody can climb on a bike for 3 miles. And because it's an out and back, can literally do 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever you're comfortable with. And then we've got the 30 mile or just about a half metric century route. So people who have been out and they've been on the bike path and they've ridden 15, 20 miles, you can absolutely do a 30 mile route here. Every 15 miles, we're going to have fully supported rest stops so that if you're going to try for that 30 miler, it's two chunks of 15 miles. And we feel very comfortable that people can stretch it a little bit. So that's the whole goal, Jerry, is just to make sure that anybody who wants to participate can find a place on this ride and really feel comfortable. One of the things about fundraising rides is, and I just believe this wholeheartedly, is your job is done when you hit your fundraising goal. The ride should be fun. You need to come to the finish line with a smile on your face, and we're going to make every effort to make sure that's the case.
Great. It sounds like a wonderful event, and some organizations in the Miami Valley will surely benefit. Jerry Chadwick is co-chair of the 2018 Tour de Gem. Thanks for your time and the information. Good luck with the event.
Thanks, Jerry. Please go to the website, take a look, and I think you'll find that that there's something meaningful in there. There's a nonprofit that's meaningful to you, that that you'd have a lot of fun going out and knowing that you helped to support their cause and mission.
Jerry, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jerry.